Hi, welcome to the Local Cinema Studios podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Grupp. This year I'm producing my third feature-length film. This isn't a journey I could have ever imagined for myself, but working with Local Cinema Studios is one of the most fulfilling projects of my life, creatively and socially. My background is in business, where I'm a strategy consultant, and in storytelling, which is my passion. I enjoy Local Cinema Studios projects because I get to bring the two together, the business skills of building teams, organization, and even budget, with telling stories that don't usually get to be told. It comes together in filmmaking as an artistic project where the entire team has ownership and people are able to learn and grow in creative spaces. I joined the team as Local Cinema Studios was working to define who we are. Are we a production company? Are we an educational program? And the answer is both. We're a production company that values creating high-quality productions. We partner with industry professionals and create micro-budget films that tell a story that makes the audience feel. At our core, we're passionate about telling authentic stories of the South, sharing the lived experience of people from here and the diverse beauty of the region. And we're also an educational company. We emphasize learning through experience. We provide filmmakers growth roles and leadership opportunities. For the past 3 years, it's been the feature film debut of each of our directors and DPs. These are experienced industry professionals who have the knowledge to lead and mentor the team while building their own toolkit and reels. We bring in students and recent graduates onto film sets to grow their skills and help them prepare to enter a career in filmmaking. We invite the community to participate with us, pulling in local musicians, crew, and engaging with businesses. At Local Cinema Studios, we believe that the process is as important as the product. My favorite part of Local Cinema Studios is the people. I get to work with some of my best friends, including Dustin Whitehead, who you'll hear from in a later episode. And we have met some of the kindest, most talented artists. Some come from one projects and then go on to build their career, and others come back to continue to grow in new roles or mentor the next generation, like Piper Collins, the writer of this year's film. The people who are most successful on our sets are ones who put people first, collaborate, and have grit. Put people first. We focus on the people, prioritizing kind communication and respect for everyone on set. Collaborate. On learning sets like this, the boundaries between departments can blur, mistakes can be made, and the best solutions are found together. Have grit. Indie filmmaking requires being okay with uncertainty, different environments, and irregular schedules. It might not be for the faint of heart, but it is rewarding for those with passion and perseverance. Mary Beth Gorman Craig said in her episode that filmmaking is constant high-level problem solving. It's true. There's no shortage of challenges that arise each day on set, and that's why collaboration and the people you partner with is critical. And that's what this podcast is. It's a celebration of the people who are changing the future of filmmaking and their career journeys. It's been an honor to work with each person from this series and to have them share with us how they grew in the industry and how they tell stories with Local Cinema Studios. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we've enjoyed making it. Thank you for joining this conversation. Follow us on social media at Local Cinema Studios or visit our website, localcinemastudios.com, to see our current projects and find out how to collaborate with our team. If you enjoyed this podcast and can think of someone else who might as well, please share it. This podcast was produced for Local Cinema Studios by Amanda Grupp and John Buttrell.